Be in conversation with the lovely Sarah Riley from the Studios Gallery, and she's in the house looking every inch the artist, the dramatic pose that we need to bring a little bit of excitement into the world. And this is what art can do. It can do more than that. And you've got this fabulous new exhibition.
Yes.
For the first Thursday, Joel, that's coming around in, well, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ah, tell us about Meraki. Meraki comes from the Greek.
So, yes, we have our new exhibition launching tomorrow evening, and it is themed and titled Meraki. And, yeah, for those who don't know, it's from a Greek origin, and it means to do something with profound care and devotion, as though a piece of your soul is left behind in the work.
Wow.
Yeah, so... and a range of artworks and artists who, I mean, I think every artist leaves something of their soul within their work. But the idea behind it is that, yeah, that you will come in and you will feel a part of that person, that artist, and what they've put into the work.
How do you select works that go on display?
I've got to be honest, a lot of it is intuition. I kind of just trust my gut a lot. But we are so blessed to have so many artists approaching us all the time.
Is that because there are so few galleries in the region?
I think so. It definitely plays a big part.
And why is that? There used to be many, and now they've all kind of closed.
Obviously a sign of economic times, partly. And I think, unfortunately, in KZN, we don't have the same support of the arts, it seems. I mean, it's the same with music concerts.
Yeah.
You know, often you'll have artists come, and they'll go to Cape Town, they'll go to Joburg, and they won't come to Durban.
Mm. It's a problem.
It is a problem.
And I think it's probably something that you are working very hard to change. And I'm
exactly.
Very delighted about that.
Exactly. And I mean, I know you've seen the gallery extension and that we did over December, and the new space, it's slightly bigger.
It's stunning.
Better. It's so I really feel like we've got the beautiful space to start to really try and grow that.
It is a beautiful space, and it's a wonderful that I think at the Lifestyle Center there's such an emphasis on the creative arts, because
exactly.
it is so required for one's mental well-being, health. You know, we spend a lot of time worrying about all the nonsense on social media, the mainstream media. And if one just took a little bit more time to appreciate the joy that can be found in the arts and in these gentle pursuits, it would make you much happier. Really, I'm not just saying it.
And I think, I'm not saying that's necessarily where we, well, I think it is where we differ, but not that other galleries don't also have that focus, is that while we're here to obviously sell art and represent artists, it's also just, it's a space about community, you know, and that's the beautiful thing that you've just said about Lifestyle Center. It's more than just about shopping. It's about feeding the community soul. And
isn't it true? When you arrive at the Lifestyle Center, it has a definite feeling of difference.
Oh, yeah.
Hey?
Definitely.
It's not like a shopping center.
No.
And it's never been really a shop. Genesis was different. You know, it started off as a strip mall, but I think the vision of the creators has been extraordinary.
And 100%.
And we need to be, I think, in a sense, a little bit more cognizant of that, because it adds huge value to our lives in terms of the investment in this area.
Totally.
Lifestyle and property. So don't be one of those typical Natal flops that doesn't go out and enjoy things because, well, there's something on TV. Who knows? Don't be one of those. Come to First Thursday, Thursday, and celebrate life the Bolito way.
Yes, exactly.
So what else is going to be happening on the First Thursday, as far as you know?
So Thursday morning, we have our figure drawing class with Brian Erickson, which takes place every first Thursday as well.
Is he doing figure drawing?
He is, yes.
I did yoga with him once upon a time.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Hey? I mean, don't tell him because he'll laugh. Because he'll tell you stories.
I'm definitely going to ask him now. So we have that happening in the morning. I think this week might be fully booked, but look out for it next month if you haven't got to it. And then, obviously, all the usuals. We've got Tops with their amazing selection of wines, wine tasting, you know, Curry Bar, Alchemy, Tiger's Milk, Soy 55, all these delicious little tasters, and you know, you can keep yourself hydrated and fed. And then, of course, we've got the amazing live music as well with Quiet Storm.
So you see, it's got it all. It's got food, it's got drink, it's got happiness, and it's got music, and it's got art.
And if you haven't experienced it, it really is an incredible evening.
And you know what's even more incredible? Is that you don't get charged an entry for it at all.
Exactly. Hey?
You just arrive and enjoy. Where do you find such lovely stuff? Well, you find it at the Lifestyle Center at the studios. My very special guest, Sarah O'Reilly, who is the curator of the museum. The museum.
It's okay.
The gallery at the studios. I think we should have a museum somewhere as well.
Just next step.
But there it is. So all sorts of excitement there and some beautiful artwork, judging from the release that you've put out.
Thank you.
What is the one with the red flowers?
That is an oil painting by artist Jane Alexander.
Oh.
She's a local artist. And yeah, so we've got a selection of her pieces. I feel like she truly encapsulates the idea of putting something of your soul into your work.
It's gorgeous. It leaps off the page. Can't wait to see the original, so I'll pop along
shortly.
It's
even more,
I'll see you there a little later.
Awesome. Well,
definitely at First Thursday.
Thank you.
Sarah, thanks for joining me
on the
morning
show. Thank you for
having me. And if you've just joined us and you missed the conversation, don't worry. It'll go up as a podcast shortly, and you'll be able to catch up and share the love. And the morning show continues.